From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Foster. The Indian diplomat whose arrest last month in New York on a visa fraud charge led to protests in India has been indicted by a federal grand jury. It's understood that Devyani Kabarkati was recently granted full diplomatic immunity, which has cleared the way for her to leave the country. Kate Fisher reports from Washington.
According to the U.S. Attorney's Office, Ms. Kabarkati is accused of lying on a visa application for her former housekeeper. The indictment includes new detail about the case, including accusations that she tried to silence and intimidate the housekeeper and her family. She was recently granted full diplomatic immunity, and the U.S. State Department has requested that she leave the country. In a letter to a U.S. district judge, federal prosecutors said the charges against her will remain pending until she can be brought to court, either through a waiver of immunity or her return to the United States in a non-immune status. Kate Fisher, Washington.
The government of Afghanistan is set to release scores of prisoners because there is insufficient evidence to hold them in connection with crimes committed by the Taliban. The announcement was made in Kabul by President Hamid Karzai's office and is set to put fresh strains on the relationship between Washington and the Afghan capital. From the U.S., Simon Marks reports.
The Afghans plan to release 72 prisoners among a group of 88 formerly held by the U.S. Already furious over President Karzai's failure to sign a security agreement with the United States, the Obama administration is now urging the Afghan government not to go ahead with the releases. The White House believes there is evidence linking the detainees to the wounding or killing of U.S. and NATO forces in Afghanistan. But the Afghans see things differently. President Karzai spokesman saying innocent Afghans cannot be detained for extensive periods without trial.
New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, seen as a likely candidate for the Republican presidential nomination in 2016, has apologized for September lane closures on a major bridge connecting his state to New York City. Recently released documents suggest a top Chris Christie aide ordered the lanes closed to punish one of the governor's rivals. Quinn Bowman reports from New York.
I am embarrassed and humiliated by the conduct of some of the people on my team.
At a high-profile press conference, Christie announced that he had fired the aide, who in an email wrote that it was time for traffic problems in Fort Lee. Fort Lee's mayor did not endorse Christie in Christie's recent successful re-election bid to be New Jersey's governor. The lane closures on the George Washington Bridge caused major traffic problems there. Christie said he had no knowledge of the plot to close lanes as political payback. The governor is widely seen as a likely candidate to be the Republican Party's presidential nominee in 2016.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. A rare economic criminal espionage trial is underway in San Francisco. Prosecutors accuse a U.S. businessman of conspiring to sell trade secrets from chemical giant DuPont to China. From San Francisco, Rebecca Bowering has the details.
Prosecutors allege that Walter Liu, a U.S. citizen born in Malaysia, sold secret information about titanium dioxide technology, the chemical used to make bright white pigment found in paper, paint and plastics. The 56-year-old, who worked as an engineering consultant in California, apparently obtained DuPont's trade secrets from former employees. He's said to have sold the manufacturing formulae to four Chinese companies, making $29 million in the process. Liu is one of more than 26 individuals targeted by a government crackdown on economic espionage thought to aid China.
A French court has ordered that a banking tycoon from Kazakhstan be extradited to Russia or Ukraine to face fraud charges. The family of Mukhtar Ablyazov has argued the charges against him are politically motivated and say his life will be in danger if he's transferred to his native country. Kate Moody reports from Paris.
A one-time energy minister, 50-year-old Mukhtar Ablyazov became an opposition leader and outspoken critic of the Kazakh government. He's accused of embezzling $6 billion from the now state-run BTA Bank, which he directed from 2005 to 2009. He received political asylum in the UK in 2011, only to flee and be arrested this July on the French Riviera. France does not have an extradition agreement with Kazakhstan, but a judge in Aix-en-Provence has approved extradition requests from both Russia and Ukraine, saying Moscow's would take precedent. Ablyazov's family says extradition to Kazakhstan would amount to a death sentence.
And that's the latest Feature Story news. Rebecca Foster reporting.